Okay, now we start Amud Beis. Here we go. First of all, what's this Mishnah doing here? It says, Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar samach lemencha ad sheyitzpal. Don't take a haircut until you go sit down and daven. So Rashi says, you shouldn't take a haircut. Oh, so first of all, what's this Mishnah doing here? This Mishnah is here. Rashi explains. Let's look at the third Rashi. Ad sheyitzpal. Shema yishkat, maybe you'll forget. Lo yitzpal, you forget to daven mincha. We're talking about mincha. V'hafilu b'chol nami. This is even on a weekday. V'hadik tani hachi. What's this doing here? This Mishnah is about Shabbos. Mishun d'dami le l'tani gaba. Because we're going to have the next Mishnah that's going to say lo yotze hachayet b'machto erev Shabbos. That a tailor should not go out with his needle on Fridays. Im chashecha, close to Shabbos. Shem yishkach v'yetze b'mishishtechach. Maybe because you'll forget, you'll carry it on Shabbos. So as an introduction to that idea, we talk about mincha even on a weekday. So here we go. Lo yeshev adam l'snei hasapar samach l'mincha ad sheyitzpal. A person shouldn't go sit down and take a haircut until he davens. V'lo yikonis adam l'merchatz. Don't do the bathhouse. V'lo l'borziki. Not to the tanning factory. Lo lechol. Not to eat. Lo ladun. Not to go to court or a bezdin. Vim ischilu. And if you did any of these things you started, ein maspik, you don't have to stop. Tosfa says three words. Afilu ischilu be'isser. Even if you started be'isser, you don't have to stop. Why don't you have to stop? Because you still have plenty of time to daven mincha. What mincha are we talking about? We'll see that in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, "Maspik in l'kriyas shma." If you for some reason taking a haircut early in the morning, but you got to stop for kriyas shma. But ve'ema speaking l'tfila, you don't have to stop for davening because davening is only the rabbanon. You don't have to stop. We said that already. So the Gemara is going to ask why the Mishnah had to say it twice. Now, hi samach. Oh, why? So Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to know why did the Mishnah start off? Don't go to sit down to a barber till mincha. Until you daven. Before mincha, until you daven. And then it says in one fell swoop, not to a bathhouse, not to a borsiki, not to eat, not to... Why is haircut set aside as its own halacha? Kiva Eger suggests because a haircut involves another person. You don't take a haircut by yourself. So I would have thought, well, you know, listen, what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell the barber I'm stopping in the middle to go daven. It's like a little bit of a covet abrius issue. I'm insulting him. So maybe I would have thought, you know what? I don't have to stop for that. Oh, I'll miss mincha. No. For the covers and the barber, I'm going to miss mincha. So the answer is no. That doesn't work. And you have to stop even for mincha. And that's why it's set aside. Problem is, I mean, the other ones also. I mean, you can't go to a judgment bezdin by yourself. So you're going to tell the judges I have to stop to go dav mincha. I don't know exactly. That's what he says. Anyway, hi samach lemincha. Which mincha are we talking about? Elam lemincha gedola. If we're talking about mincha gedola, which is a half hour after noon, let's say 12:30, am I low? Why can't I go take a haircut? I got plenty of time. I have plenty of time to daven. I could daven in five hours to daven. Says the Pnei Shur, unbelievable thing. He says, what about Zvizim Akdim and L'mitzvahs? You're supposed to start doing a mitzvah right away, the first possible opportunity, and there are many gedolim. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky davens the first shacharis, the first mincha, the first ma'ariv, because of Zvizim Akdim and L'mitzvahs. So yeah, I have plenty of time to daven. But why am I taking a haircut now, mincha times now? I should daven mincha because there's Zvizim Akdim and L'mitzvahs and take a haircut later. Why am I doing it now? Pnei Shur gives an unbelievable answer. He says there is no Zvizim Akdim and L'mitzvahs when it comes to mincha because mincha is kineged the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which they never did at the first opportunity. Because once you brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, you can't bring any karbanos. So they would always bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim at the end of the time period. Not at the beginning of the time period, at the end of the time period. So why am I davening mincha at the first opportunity? Because it's zrizas? There's no zrizas. They never did it right away. Erev Pesach maybe, but they never did it right away. So why am I, what kind of zrizas is that? Therefore, there is no zrizas, and therefore there's no reason why I can't take a haircut now. I have plenty of time to take a haircut, to daven mincha. Ella, so back to the Gemara, so the Gemara says, you're right. Ella samach l'mincha katana, it's near mincha katana. So im hischilu, if I started, ein maspikin, I don't have to stop, that's what the Mishnah said. You shouldn't have started. If you did start, you don't have to stop. So name it tevet yiftas Rav Shua ben Levi, it's a kashan Rav Shua ben Levi, Damar Rav Shua ben Levi, Rav Shua ben Levi said, kiven shehigiyas man tefilas mincha, once mincha begins, Aser la'adam shi'atom klum. You're not allowed to eat anything. Kodem shi'ispal tefilas mincha. Before you dav mincha. Once the time arrives, you can't even taste anything. You can't even have a sip of coffee. Forget a meal. You can't do anything until mincha arrives. And it's masha from there that if you did start, you would have to stop. So you want to tell me this doesn't jive with Rabbi Shua ben Levi? That's hard to say. So, the Gemara doesn't want to say that. So, we're going to have two answers to add an answer. I'll explain the Mishnah. Lo. La'olam samach l'mincha gedola. Really, We're talking about Mincha Gedola. And there's no question that if you before Mincha Katana, if you started before Mincha Katana, you would have to stop. And therefore, there's no kasha on Rav Shimon Levi. But we're talking about over here, Mincha Gedola. And we're not talking about normal cases. Therefore, you have to stop. Therefore, you can't even do this even at Mincha Gedola time, even though you have 5 hours. Ubitisporis, when it talks about a haircut, Ben Elasha. We're talking about the haircut of Ben Elasha. I think it was Rebbe's son-in-law. And he was the son-in-law of Rebbe, and he had a very fancy haircut. A five-hour haircut. You can't do that, Samach L'mincha, even Mincha Gedola, because you're going to miss Mincha, take 5 hours. V'lo L'merchatz, not to the bathhouse. L'kule milso D'merchatz, it means the whole bathhouse production, which I guess could take 5 hours. V'lo L'borsiki, and not to the tanning factory. L'borsiki Gedola, to the big tanning factory, again, which something could take 5 hours. V'lo L'echol, not to eat. B'suda Gedola. It means a big suda, a wedding. Not just grabbing lunch, no. It means a big suda. Falo la din, and when it says you can't go to court, it means la tchilas din. The whole din production, which I guess could take 5 hours, that's what it means. So according to the first answer, can a regular person take a haircut at 12:30 on any day, even though he didn't have mincha yet? The answer is yes, according to this answer, because the only thing you can't do before Mincha, we're talking about Mincha Gedola, is something that's going to take 5 hours. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, lolam b'tisparas didan. Really, we're talking about our regular 10, 15 minute haircut. And the Mishnah is talking about Mincha Gedola. So why can't I take a haircut at 12:30 in the afternoon? I have so many hours to daven Mincha, why not? You know why? Maybe the scissors will break. The Rambam says it doesn't mean the scissors. It means any mishap could happen over there in the barbershop. And therefore, your haircut will take 5 hours. You can't take a shower or go to the shvitz or go to the mikvah before mincha. Why not? It means lazeb alma. It's a regular shvitz. Regular, not a whole long production. Why can't I do that? Because Gzeir Hashem is alpha. Maybe you'll faint, you'll have some kind of reaction or something, and it'll take 5 hours. And you'll miss Mincha. V'lo L'borsiki, I can't go to the Borsiki. L'iyunei ba'alma, I'm not going to fix the machinery to take 5 hours. No, I'm just checking out what's going on. L'chadchila ma'ilo, so why can't I do that? Dilma chazi pseida bizvinei, maybe you'll see some loss, something going wrong in your business. Umatrid, and you're going to be very upset about it. Says Rashi, it's like 3 or 4 lines before the lines get wide. Dilma chazi pseid de bezvine, shema, maybe, niskalkulu besocha haoros, there's something going to be wrong with the hides. And the next right, umatrid, yitztair, it's going to bother you very much. Viyehetarud bitsairo, you're going to be very upset about it. Velo yispalo, you're not going to daven. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam in Perashat Mishnah says, no, that's not the issue. The issue is, you're going to see something broken, and you're going to go fix it. And it's going to take you longer than you thought because you're not an expert and you shouldn't have started meddling over there and tumbling with the machinery, but you're going to do it anyway and you're going to get caught up and before you know it, you miss Mincha. So the Sfas Emes says that according to Rashi, right, you can't do anything before Mincha. Because any business you can't do before Mincha. Why? Because maybe you're going to get upset about it. You had a loss. The market went down. Something happened. You had a loss and you can't daven now. You're in a bad mood. So you can't do anything. According to the Rambam, you can't do something that will take a long time, like trying to fix the machinery. But just to read the newspaper or something, or to call a client, not going to take so long, generally, then maybe you could do it. That could be a difference between Rambam and Rashi. Next, v'lo lechol besuda katana. Why can't I eat a suda katana? Back to the Gemara. L'chachila mailo. Dilma asi lam shuche. Because there's no such thing. You never know. It'll get drawn out. The meal will last 5 hours. V'lo ledin. And now you can't go to court. Bigmar din, we're talking about the Gemar din. L'chadchila mailo, so why not? Dil mechazi taima v'sasar dina. Maybe you'll see something happen over there and the whole din will be much, much longer, much more involved than you originally thought. The Gemar din should take 5 minutes, just rendering a verdict. The verdict is chayiv, but or potter, whatever it is. But no, maybe there'll be some other thing and you never know and it could last five hours. So we have two completely different answers how to answer the Gemara. The first answer was, we're talking about strange, very long, unusual events. And the second answer was, we're talking about normal events. And both of them are talking about Mincha Gedola. Says Tosfos, and the Tosfos v'tasporis shel ben Elasha, Nira, Dehachi Hilchisa. Says Tosfos, I paskin like the first answer. Therefore, Vishari Suda Katana b'mincha Gedola, Ad Zman Tfila, right? I hold you can eat lunch before you daven mincha. Why? Because I hold like the first answer. V'davka Suda Gedola, could go and suit us Arison. You go to an afternoon wedding, you should daven mincha beforehand, or Nesuin. Usudas mila, usher. Only those big meals are usher, like the Gemara said. But a small meal, I could daven lunch before I daven mincha. I'm sorry, I could eat lunch before I daven mincha. Why could I eat lunch before I daven mincha? Because, why not? Why not? I hold up the first answer. The first answer said, only big meals. You're right, if you're going to a wedding in the afternoon, even evening time in the summer, you should daven mincha beforehand. Why? Because you're going to come to the wedding, you get the big, big suda, and you're going to forget. Udlo kiravacha bar Yaakov. I don't hold like the second answer, says Tosfos. To asar filu suda katana, samach lemincha gedola. That he said you can't even start a suda katana. You can't even eat lunch before you daven mincha. The halacha kalishna kama, he says it three times. I hold like the first answer, the stamlan hashas, which is anonymous. There's no person attributed to that answer. For Rav Ashi, shubasra, and Rav Ashi, who compiled the Gemara, sideres hashas, he did it like this. And he ended up paskening that way. Lagab Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Against Rav Acher bar Yaakov. And Tosfos ends off paskening like the first answer, which means, for practical purposes, you can take a haircut before you daven mincha, you can eat lunch before you daven mincha, you can do all these things before you daven mincha, because we hold it the first answer. The only things that are usher before mincha are things that can take a very long time. It's interesting. In this, something called this Mishnas Rishonim, they have like a compilation. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Masifta Gemara. I'm just going to read it. It's two lines. He says, Tfila Shachar, when it comes to the morning davening, Zamana Yadua, Baboker. When do you daven? You get up in the morning, become a mitasa, you get up from your bed, umispal biyad, kodim shihei tarad ba'izka, before you go to work. So once you go, before you go to work, because if you go to work already, you're not going to daven, you're going to be so upset. Vechein shel erev balayla, so to a night. Umina yadoa, you know when you daven ma'ariv. Bebo lebeso, vuponim esakov, you stop working, you go daven ma'ariv. Avo shel mincha, shi be'emtza hayom. Mincha is the middle of the day. Ba'o chuhu tarad ba'izkav. In the middle of all your busyness and all your craziness, you have to stop. Tzarech lasum osa elibo lifnos bikol asakov. You gotta work on it. You gotta be able to daven mincha. Ulespal osa to daven vim osikein tzchara harbim ma'od. Tzchar is very great. Va'alkein, therefore, manucha chamim l'chol adam lasos malachas hakavu samoz l'mincha. And that's why we don't want to have people doing things before mincha. Titnan l'yeshiv adam l'fnei asapar. Don't take a haircut. It's a musar vort by the tour. It's not a musar sefer, but it's a musar vort that mincha's in the afternoon when you're in smack in the middle of the busyness of your craziness of your day, especially in the wintertime, and you got to pause, you got to make a mental pause and stop what you're doing. So Tosfos clearly paskins like the first answer. However, the other Rishonim argue, and they hold like the second answer, and you can't do anything. The Rif holds like that, and other Rishonim hold like that. You can't do anything until you daven mincha. Even if it's just a small regular meal, you can't eat lunch before you daven. And how do we paskin? So, I'm going to read the Shulchan Aruch. It's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says in Reish Lamed Beis, Lo yeshiv adam lestaper. Don't sit down to the barber shop. Samach lemincha, next to mincha. And Mishnah Berurah explains it's mincha gedola ad shi yispal till you daven. V'lo yikonis l'merchatz. V'lo l'borziki. You can't go to the merchatz. You can't go to the borziki. V'lo l'din. You can't go to court. V'lo l'echal. You can't eat. Afilu su the katana. Even a small meal. Samach l'mincha gedola. Before mincha gedola. The Ramba, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like Tosfos. He paskins like the second answer. Like the other Rishon. Like the Rif. And then the Ramah, there's a bunch of there's more going on. Then the Ramah, V'yesh L'cholkin, others argue, Usviru Lahu, and they hold, the Suda Kitana, by a Suda Kitana, Mutter, it's Mutter, the Eino Oser Rak, Besudas Nisuin, O Mila. And only Aser is a Sudas Mila, or a Sudas Nisuin, and Mishnah Berurah says a Pidina Ben, maybe. Only these big things that are going to take a long time. Right? And it says Tur, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, which is our Tosfos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this whole thing might not even apply today, when there are set minyanim, and there's reminders, and people know, minchas at 6 o'clock, or whatever it is, and people know, and they're not going to miss. This whole thing might not apply, but in a place where it does apply, B'nai Ashkenaz, Kehalak Daramah, and if you're not going to be able to be near a minyan, or if there's no minyan, or you're some place where there's no minyan, you are allowed to eat lunch before you daven mincha. If you're a Sfardi, you really should daven mincha first, because the Mechaber Paskin is like the second answer. Okay. Now, next, Meisvei. I'm sorry, Me'emesai Haschalas Tasporis. When's the beginning of Tasporis? When is it considered that you're in the haircut already? I'm waiting online. There's four people in front of me, and I'm waiting online, and I'm nothing to do. So I'm learning, or I'm looking at my phone. Am I considered already starting to take a haircut? The answer is no. Armor of oven, Mishinech Ma'aforis Shel Saparin Al Birkov. When they put the sheet on you, that your clothes shouldn't get dirty from your hair, that's considered the beginning of haircuts. Maybe say Aschalas Merchatz. What's the beginning of going to the bathhouse? Armor of oven, Mishayira Ma'aforaso Haimenu. When you remove your turban. Maybe say Aschalas Borsaki. What's the beginning of the Borsaki? Mishimikshar Bain Ksefav. When you tie on that apron or something that you're getting ready to go in there. What's the beginning of eating? Rav Amar Mishil Tayada. Rav says when you wash Tehillat Hadayim. Rav Chanina Amar Mishiyatir Chagura. When you unloosen your belt. Flo Pligi. They're not even arguing. Ha Lan Vaha Lahu. One's here and one's in Bavel. Rashi says Ha Lan Ha Lahu. B'nei Bavel. In Bavel Ha Yichogrin Es Atzon Bechozek. They had very tight pants. They had very, very tight belts. Ukisha Ochlin, when they ate, Tzrichin Lahati, and they had to unloosen it. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Lo Ha Yinogim Kain. They didn't practice like that. Batar is chagura. Kodim until it's a dime. So they would wash their hands first. That's why it's not a machlokas. Amar Abaya. Hani chavroin bavloi. My Babylonian friends. Lamanda amar tfilos arvis rishus. If they hold that marvis is rishus. Kivin desharullah haimena. Lamar shachinin lay. Once they have opened up their belt for the suda, we're not going to be matshriach them to stop the suda to go daven ma'ariv, because it's only a rishus. Rather, finish your suda and then go daven ma'ariv. And Tosfos says on the bottom, V'im tomar, what do you mean we're not going to make them stop? Typically, mishum kriyishma. What about kriyishma? Kriyishma, we said, the mission said you have to stop. V'yesh lomar, k'gon shekor kriyishma. No, kriyishma, the guy already davened. He didn't daven ma'ariv. V'nira l'ri, afil l'mant amar tfilos arvis rishus. This is people always say, especially many times in high school, kids say, well, I don't have to daven ma'ariv, it's only rishus. Says Tosfos, ein levat l'bechinam. That doesn't mean it's a rishus, it's optional. So if I want to go daven ma'ariv, I'll daven ma'ariv. And if I don't want to daven ma'ariv, I won't daven ma'ariv. No, it's not optional. Elabish from shum tzorech. Unless you have some other thing you're doing. Kemo bisra haimenu, dahacha. Oh, I'm not sure what that means. Oh, im yesh shum mitzvah she'eno overes. It's a mitzvah she'eno overes. I can do the mitzvah later, but I chose to do it now. Yasa mitzvah v'lo yispalo. That you can daven, you can do the mitzvah and you don't have to daven ma'ariv. Afal pisha mitzvah eno overes. Even though the mitzvah is not gonna do it right this minute, I put it up my sukkah. I don't have to do it right this second. I can put it up any time. But no, I'm doing it now. Okay, you potter from ma'ariv. Aval bechinam in levatla, but for no reason. Why are you not davening ma'ariv? Shere Yaakov tikna. Yaakov Avinu was masakin ma'ariv. V'lama yesh levatla bechinam. What Yaakov Avinu ever do to you? Why are you being levatla for no reason? V'od arminu perak tefilas hashachar she keneged haktaras sevarim. It was connected to Torah Sevarim. She called out, which was the whole night. Deloma akvi kapara ela mitzvah, and it has nothing to do with kapara really, but it was a mitzvah. Hachanami tefilas arvis mitzvah. Tefilas arvis is a mitzvah. Ve'ein laharich. I don't have to say more about this. It's a mitzvah. No, it's a mitzvah. Okay. Uleman de amar chova matrachinin lei. And 1 second. That implies that if tefilas arvis is a chov, then we are going to be matrachim and make him stop eating. But tefilas mincha do the kuli al mechovahu. When mincha is a chov, utnan emeschil ema speaking. And if we said if you start, you don't have to stop. So we're making you stop for ma'ariv. It's mashma. Only because it's a rishus, so we don't make them stop. But if it wasn't a rishus, then we make them stop. But with mincha, we don't make them stop. Once I unloosen the belt. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam by mincha, where you started eating, lo shchichasich shichwas. Not a chashash that you're going to get drunk. Why not? Because you got to go back to work. Therefore, we'll let you finish your suda and then you can go daven. However, shchicha b'hacha b'mayriv, shchicha shichrus, Ma'ariv is shkiach to, why? Because you're going to go to sleep. So you'll drink a little bit more, maybe. You're afraid you're going to get drunk. No, no, no. Stop right now. Go to have ma'ariv, then come back and finish your suda. Tosfos says, stop Tosfos, Zim Tomar, the Bereish Parak Basra, the Tainis, it says, I'm reading, Shachros and Musaf, the Chol Yom Alo Shriach Shichros, Lo Gozrinan. That on Shachros and Musaf, every day of the week, you can duchin, because nobody's drunk in the morning, you got to go to work. But B'minchu Ne'ila, the Shriach Shichros, Cheshinon, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, if there's ever such a thing as Ne'ilah, we don't allow the Kahanim to duchin. Fast days is different because they're not eating, because we're afraid they're going to get drunk. But we just said nobody gets drunk by Mincha time because everyone has to go back to work. Alma, Gam, Mincha, Shkiach, Shechwas. So people do get drunk by Mincha. How do you explain? The Yishlomer says, Tosa, no. The Hassan, when it comes to duchening, it's a different standard of drunk. The Indian, if he has kapayim, shiny, different. Duchening is different. Shafil lo shasa el revius, also he says kapav. A revius, it's not going to make you drunk. But the apostles you from duchening. So it's a different standard. Revius, that's how much is the revius already? 3-4 ounces? That's not going to make you drunk, but it'll apostle you from duchening. So when it comes to duchening, we have a different shear. That's why by duchening, that's why there's no duchening by mincha. But when it comes to Ma'ariv, we're afraid that you. So when it comes to mincha, by drinking, no one's going to get so drunk they can't daven afterwards. We don't make them stop. But by ma'ariv, where people might get a little bit tipsy and they're going to be too tired or too out of it to daven ma'ariv, we make them stop in the middle and we make them daven ma'ariv later. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.